This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on this Thursday. Let's thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. Your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. And Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you. I'm Kevin, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Skywatch weather forecast is looking for some morning frost this morning. I think we're probably past that.
But, yeah, I think we are, too.
But, you know, it was maybe out in the country.
Uh-huh.
You might have had some patchy frost, but I didn't have to scrape or anything, but it was considerably cooler this morning when I got out.
And I'll just tell you, if you look in the next week, it's going to stay this way.
Oh, I don't have a forecast from past Saturday.
Okay, well.
But we're going to see mostly sunny skies today and a high up to 54. Cloudy tonight, low 35. Areas of frost still tomorrow morning. Sunshine, though, later, high 60. And Saturday, mostly cloudy with the high 56. And looking ahead, Sunday, chance of rain, high 58. Monday, sunshine, high 62. And then, gosh, I don't like the way this is going.
I know.
Ken, I thought we'd be out of the woods this weekend.
Not yet.
Well, they're saying Monday night, low 40, Tuesday night, low 35, and then, Tuesday and Wednesday, just highs of 55. So we'll get there soon. That'll be what would be like the last week of April. So it's just one of those things. We know the better weather is coming, and we've already got a taste of it a couple weeks ago, so it'll be all right. We can make it through this.
But as I said yesterday, I know we've got about two or three periods this summer when we're going to see.
Oh, yeah, you've been looking ahead.
Triple digits.
You've been looking ahead in the old Farmer's Almanac
This isn't the old Farmer's Almanac. This is something a little bit better, I think, than that.
So oh, okay. Ken's got his own sources, huh?
Yes, I do.
All right.
I think you know who it is, too.
Probably. And so we'll just have to muddle through it because we know the better weather is on the way. And we know that I set the house plants out on the deck a couple weeks ago, and they have been flourishing out there. But I brought them in last night just to make sure.
Might not be a bad idea to
keep them in
for about another week.
Yeah, I think I'll probably do that instead of taking them out every day and bringing them back in. I've got five that I really try to take care of, and I can usually keep them alive through the winter.
Do you have a spot where you can just put them and just kind of keep them there? Would be in a spot in the house or not?
Not really. Not a real good spot, because we've got, where our windows are, our heater is right in front of it on the floor, and that doesn't do us a whole lot of good.
I won't help you much.
No. I always put them outside in the wintertime or in the summertime, so. They'll enjoy that, but it's like anything else, too. If you've already got, I've seen people out working in their gardens.
Oh, I have, too.
And I thought, you know, I love doing that, too, early on, but you got to be careful. They may be out there putting sheets over them in a couple weeks still, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I remembered, I think May 13th was the latest freeze we had had since I've been up here for 4 years. That was one or 2 years ago.
As I've said before, I know May 1st it snowed last year, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay.
I remember that, too.
Yeah.
It's still a chilly 37 now from your official weather station, WILO. In our Leading with Hope and Vision, we'll be talking to maybe Anita Stewart. Is she going to call maybe or
and
maybe
we'll,
not?
We'll just call her.
Okay, we'll give her a call and check in with her. And then Scott Shoemaker with the Frankfort Police Department, our Frankfort City Police Chief, going to give us a call around 9 o'clock, so we'll talk with him. If there is something on your mind, Ken and I would love to talk to you at 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. Do want to let a couple people know, yesterday We were asking you to feel free to stimulate your wallet with an extra 15% off everything yesterday at our Big Deal store. Shut up, Ken.
I'm not going to say a word.
But if you go to ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and click on the Big Deals tab, it'll take you there. And yesterday we had 15% off everything. And yesterday afternoon I was doing some production work in the production room there, and I had the door open. And I heard Liz say, "Oh, darn it." And I said, what's going on, Liz? So I ran down the hall. I said, "What's up?" And she said, "I just gave someone 30% off."
I know. She told me the same thing yesterday.
So one lucky listener got 30% off yesterday.
Basically got it for nothing, what we're saying.
Yeah, as if 15% wasn't enough. So, but a lot of other people got 15% off yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, I'm surprised we have some of these left, because there was one fellow who came in, not yesterday, maybe the day before, and he bought several of the Frankfort Commons golf ticket things,
yeah,
certificates.
Golf passes.
Mm-hmm. And he had several that he had purchased and paid for online, so Liz had them all ready to go in an envelope for him. And so he had bought several of those and the Fox Den restaurant they have there on the site.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to golf and eat, and he had several. So he was ready to go golfing, and we've got some left, believe it or not, and we'll be giving those away tomorrow for $20, $36 offer for just $20 tomorrow, and you got to get those while they last, because those Frankfort Commons golf passes go really, really quick. So, and I know for a fact, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but I myself have sold a couple of those Big Deals over the last 2 weeks, so we'll be adding some new stuff on there in the next week or two, all right? So be looking for that, too. Just a reminder, it's so nice that things are opening up post-COVID here, and we're able to give things away and have things to give away, and more importantly, the place is actually open when you go there. So Ken and I had a chance to sit down and talk with Tom Kriske of Indiana Beach yesterday, which I thought went pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Good to talk to him and get the ins and outs of it.
Right.
And so, of course, all this week, Todd Berryman on the Wylo Morning Show between 6 and 8 has been giving away a family four-pack of tickets to Indiana Beach, which is opening 37 days from now. If you didn't win this week, that's okay, because the winning will continue next week. Bill Gant in the afternoons, all next week, every weekday, Monday through Friday, will have your chance to win another family four-pack of tickets to Indiana Beach from WILO. And if you won this week or won online, don't try to call next week, okay, because you got to wait 30 days.
Yeah, you still have 30 days. It's still there.
Yeah, so we're going to hook you up, and we've actually got some goodies Bill brought in this morning, some other giveaways we'll be having here real shortly. Also, anytime, Ken, I think anytime, we should be getting through the mail our Indy 500 tickets and our qualification tickets, of which we give a ton of those away, too.
Yeah, that's about 6 weeks.
Yeah. So I think it's May 30th or 31st, so we'll be getting those in the mail here real
Sunday's
quick.
Sunday's the 31st.
Mm-hmm.
So
it would be that day. Yep. Yeah, it's always on a Sunday.
So everything would happen the previous Sunday.
Yes. And so we should be getting those through the mail from IMS pretty soon, and as soon as we do that, we're going to have a giveaway just about every day. So be looking and listening for that. 659-3338. Have you heard anything, Ken, or are we hoping Jackson and Walnut is open today then?
I have not heard anything. Not heard a word as of yet.
So we're going to hope for today
the end of today. I don't think it's going to happen.
Oh, really? I thought they had said Monday that...
Judy kind of indicated yesterday when we had her on that it was going to be maybe by the end of the week now.
Oh, okay. Okay, I must have missed that part.
And somebody was telling me that they got on NDOT's website and said that it will be at least the end of this week and maybe first part of next week. So,
what did they find in that dirt?
They haven't found it yet.
Yeah.
If they have, they haven't announced it.
Oh, so they had initial tests that made them think there was something more there they need to check out.
As I said, who knows?
So here's my question. If they find something really bad, in the dirt or the soil.
You have to remediate it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, this could potentially, if it was bad, I mean, this could potentially be shut down for 2 months while they're up there digging up the whole thing. And I don't know. I think. I need to just shut up is what I need.
Well, I look at it this way. You know, we talk continuously about how long it took with Prairie Creek, you know, park to get it going.
Yeah.
If there's problems, let's get it all out of there now, because you don't want to have it ready to go and then open it up, and then all at once you got to close it right back down.
Yeah, and they kind of knew there would be some problems with Prairie Creek Park. I mean, look at where it, what was it there before? There was some kind of business that had
the old waterworks is right close to, right in that area.
Yeah, so no telling what, and back then they didn't have regulations
and
stuff.
I was going to say, you know, the EPA didn't exist back then.
Right, right.
And just like, you know, when they found with some other projects, you find gasoline cans, you'll find gas, you'll find oil cans, you'll find a whole bunch of stuff. It's just buried anywhere because nobody really, you know.
Well, I don't want to hurt the environment or Mother Earth, but I don't know. I mean, unless it's something real serious, let's just cover it up and move on. I know that's not a popular thing to say.
But the thing of it is, I think here again, I think those kind of things are just like it is with the coronavirus. It affects everybody differently.
Yeah, that's true too.
I'm playing a little devil's advocate there, but I think it's better to get, you know, and if you don't get it out of there and people start finding out about it and you just covered it up, you're going to be worse off.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think everybody's doing their best, and so hopefully we can
get that open. Patience, Kevin. Patience.
I know. That's all right. Luckily, that doesn't affect me a whole lot. Well, and I live on this side of town, so I've got a straight shot
home. I'm fortunate right now. Now, next year when this project is to the other side, I'm going to have the issue.
You need to move to the other side of town. Yeah.
But right now, it's not a problem for me.
All right. Well, let's continue to all have patience and hope that that big intersection will be open. It's been closed almost a week now. So
I try almost two.
Is it? Okay, gosh.
It'll be 2 weeks tomorrow.
Ooh, I didn't quite realize that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're doing a pretty good job. I've been watching Facebook and stuff, and you have your usual complainers.
The only problem now is that Washington Avenue will most likely be closed tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. I think it's going to be tomorrow. And so that's going to add to the problems for certain people, you know, who use that to get around town.
Until I had driven over by Dollar General and over there where Larry lives, I didn't realize last week that they had really ripped that up.
Yeah,
stopped everything at the tracks.
There. When I went out of town last Friday, I had not realized how far out they had gone. They've gone all the way out.
All the way out to the interstate?
Yeah, all the way out to at least the garage.
Okay.
State garage out there.
Yeah.
Right at the curb.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize they had gone that far.
Me neither, yeah.
And because I'm driving along there, I'm looking like, that's something you don't want to drive on anytime soon.
And if you're coming, what would be westbound there, just down from the Vintage Cafe, like you're going out toward NDOT.
Right.
Right after the pull-in for Dollar General, there is a hole.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my gosh. And I was in the van the other day, our family van, and Shell was with me. And so I swerved over to the left a little bit. Luckily, there wasn't a car coming. But that thing's like 3 feet deep.
Well, what's happened, and I'll just flat tell everybody because, you know, it's something everybody's going to need to know. And I finally got my email off to Judy yesterday afternoon. Clinton Street from Hoke to Old Stoney.
Mm-hmm.
With everybody driving in the middle, it's now developed some potholes. Not real big. They're kind of these microscopic potholes, but boy, are they deep.
Okay, yeah. They don't have to be big, just deep, right?
I think there's like five or six. I think I've found every one of them at least once. And there's also one outside the police station in the middle of the street, too.
Okay. Well, be aware of that.
Yeah,
all right?
I'm just saying, just be careful.
All right, let's take a quick call. Party line, good morning.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, we're good today.
I can tell you what was down there that they probably found.
Oh, okay.
It used to be that there were on the southwest corner there was a Sinclair station on the southeast corner was a Standard Oil station. On the northwest corner, originally there was a beautiful old theater there, the Clinton, that they tore down.
Right, right.
And of course, then they tore that down because there was a Marathon station built in there. On the northeast corner, there were an old fruit and vegetable stand-like thing in there. There was a restaurant and a few other things in there. And, of course, they've tore those all down and everything. And then down there by the creek on the north east side,
mm-hmm.
There was an old filling station there, and of course, right next to that was the old campus castle. And that old filling station did repair work and things like this. And so, God only knows what they found in that in there. They haven't found Jimmy Hoffa.
No, yet. Not yet. But they're still digging.
Who knows?
I'm figuring, but this is what I remember when I was in school.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
I know
that only goes back about 55 years.
I know because I've been told by several people there was just about a gas station on every corner. Back when.
Right.
Yeah. And if that's the case, and with no EPA or IDM or anything like that, who knows?
No. In fact, as I said, when they were putting the new bridge in down there, on Morrison Street.
Yep, they found some things too.
Oh, I was not a bit surprised because I can't remember. Prep Lochner, I think it was, had a big, huge repair shop in through there. Of course, he had the Chrysler dealership. So, there's a lot of things that got by that weren't just, kosher, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course, we've all figured, somebody, would find a body sooner or later.
Right. Or something else down there.
I don't know. I kind of think if it's been 50, 55 years, it's not reared its ugly head yet. Just cover it up and move on. I mean, the EPA and IDEM, it's kind of a farce anyway. Who cares? Just move on. It's not real dangerous.
Yeah,
it's not like it's anthrax or something.
Wait till they come knocking on your door and you have to pay all those fees.
I know. And I don't want contaminated drinking water or anything like that. But, again, it's not happening all these years. I think we're probably safe. But IDEM wants their money. I mean, it's a money issue.
And the other thing is you may find, let's say you find an ancient Indian burial ground.
Then it's all over. Yeah.
You'd
have to create a bypass.
That's
around
right.
That.
You would.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you for the call today.
Oh, you're quite welcome. But as I said, that was my school memories when I was a girl.
Mm-hmm.
So I can remember that old places that we no longer have.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a heck of a good time back then.
I bet. But, things were a lot more simple then, too, weren't they?
Yeah. These kids nowadays don't have... We had the teener club out at the fairgrounds where you went out and you danced on Friday and Saturday night. And of course, we had a theater there that we went to see all the good movies.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this town is not like what it was when I was a girl, but those are the old parts, and this is today, and
sure,
yeah, you've got to forget that. And by the way, I got my second shot, and everybody was telling me how sick I would be.
Yeah.
hey, honey, I've never felt this good.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Well, I
talked to one guy this morning who went for his second shot, and he's a late 40s, pretty healthy guy, and he's in bed with fever this morning.
Well, my son, I ended up spending 3 days in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, he says, Mom, just get ready to spend 3 days in bed because you're going to feel like shit. And I thought, I feel really great. So
thank you for the call today.
You're quite welcome, then.
Have a good day. All right. Woo! It is time for the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Leading with Hope and Vision. Anita Stewart, good morning to you.
Hi, K-Squared.
K-Squared, that's right. We need to put that in the new promos for WILO. Right.
Follow that one up, will you?
Anita, we talked to you just earlier this week. We know there may or may not be a whole lot of new stuff that you've got to pass along our way, but what do we need to know from the United Way? We know you guys are always working.
Thank you. Ken doesn't think so, but you do.
Ken knows. He knows you're working.
No, actually, I do have a couple different things. We are finishing up this Thursday and tomorrow our grant application process. So we had 19 agencies apply. We had 15 last year, so we have 19 this year. So they're going through their grant application, and then once we're done on Friday, the committee of six people will get together, make a recommendation to the board, and see who will be our new United Way agencies for the 2021-22 season. So we're working on that. That's coming to a close real soon. And then I got good news. We just finished out our that $200,000 COVID grant that we received. So we just granted our last reward to healthy communities for that to be able to implement bringing in the changes program so people can get immediate assessments here in Clinton County without having to leave. So we're really excited about that. And then we got invited to the table from Indiana United Way and the Lilla Foundation to apply for an additional $95,000 of COVID funds to come to Clinton County. So I'm in the process of writing that grant. And then the last thing, I don't know if everybody's here or not, but the food truck that was scheduled for the First Christian Church has been moved to the Boys and Girls Club on the 20th.
I have not received anything on that at all.
Yeah, well, I can send it to you if you want, Ken, but that has been moved to the Boys and Girls Club, same time, same day, just a new location.
Okay. There is one thing I did want to ask you, and you didn't bring it up there in that little wrap up. Have you got any further on your homelessness shelter as of yet?
Actually, I'm waiting to hear from our not-for-profit that we originally started with whether they're going to take it or not. If they don't, we have a backup plan.
Okay.
Actually, I have a house. It's on Jackson Street that they're willing to donate to the other non-for-profit if the other first one doesn't want to do it. So just as soon as we hear, they had their board meeting yesterday, we hear something, then we'll be starting on that ASAP. So pretty excited.
And I know when we talked to you on Monday, you just weren't quite ready. It hadn't quite happened yet, and I was just curious if it might have between then and now.
No,
so,
okay. When it does, I'll probably do a news release because that'll be some real exciting news.
Okay. All right.
So, anything going on with you guys?
Oh, not much, though.
We are getting ready for probably the biggest, the busiest May that we've had in quite some time.
I would say that. I would agree with that.
Both stations have a lot going on, and I think it's a little bit Anita from last year. We weren't able to do, you know, a whole lot, and so here we are a year later, and everybody's chomping at the bit to do things. So
you know, and the other thing of it is that June is also just like May because
it'll be a busy summer. It always is.
You wrap up graduations, and then you go through county fairs and those kinds of things. And July, we know what that's like because then you get the last free month, and then start back to school in August. God, did I see that already?
Yeah, it'll be here before we know. Yeah.
Don't do that.
Summers are always busy.
Kevin, you'll get a kick out of this. Sophia, we're listening to the radio station in the morning. She'll say, That's not Kevin. That's pretty good when you got a 4-year-old who's recognizing.
She can recognize, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good. She'll be a future listener then.
There you go.
Yep. Okay.
But you get a kick out of that.
I always do. Make sure you tell her I said hi, too.
You can do that. So, all right, guys. Well, thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Anita, as always. Take good care of yourself. And, you know, take it easy.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Anita. Take care. All right.
All right, that's the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, Leading with Hope and Vision. Ken and I have just about 5 minutes left in the first part of the program. If there's something on your mind, you can give us a call.
I was going to say it went by awfully fast.
Yeah, it did, right? Yeah, no, we don't want to cut it back to a half hour.
No,
we've got a full hour for you. Not yet, that's right. The overwhelming majority of people who get the coronavirus shot feel fine afterwards, as we were just talking.
Mm-hmm.
The CDC yesterday said 8,000 people in Indiana, however, have complained of side effects.
Mm-hmm.
The most common side effects are headaches, chills, and a fever. Those are also the symptoms of the coronavirus. Nearly 1.5 million people in Indiana are fully vaccinated, so the 8,000 reports of side effects are a small number.
Well, when they inject you basically with the coronavirus, that's why you're going to get it.
And again, I know somebody went in for their second shot yesterday, and they're a factory worker and strong young man or middle-aged man, and he's in bed with fever this morning.
And as I said, I'm glad I've got mine done. I had no side effects, period.
Well, that first one, like I said, I got just a couple small headaches and had some tenderness in that area, but it was just fine. But yeah, I'm a little worried about the second one. I'm not going to lie.
Everybody I've talked to says, I'm worried about the second. I don't know. I can't afford to do whatever.
Right. Well, 20% of people in Indiana now fully vaccinated. That's the percentage of nearly 1.5 million. The State Department of Health reports that in the state, they've got both doses of the vaccine, 1.4 million people. The department also yesterday reported new positives. Doctors say 1,200 people tested positive for the virus. That compares to nearly 30,000 people who got the second vaccine dose yesterday alone. So, again, I think we're pointing in the right direction there.
Well, I've noticed the state numbers have now kind of plateaued for the time being because they went up around the between 11, 12, 1300 number, and they've kind of stayed there now for a little while. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, I'd like to. I'm anxious to see too. CDC advisors also say it might be a week before Johnson & Johnson can resume vaccinations. They say they need more time to look into a possible link to a rare blood clotting disorder that developed in 6 women. They decided to keep the vaccine on pause after an emergency meeting. Again, it's a small percentage, but you just don't want to take any chances.
And here's the other thing. You don't want to be the one that
absolutely.
You don't want a small blood clot somewhere.
No, it doesn't matter if it's a small percentage or not. That's why they're taking precaution with 6 people out of 7 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're coming right back with Frankfort City Police Chief Scott Shoemaker next on WILO's Party Line.
This is Party Line.
Just take a lightning companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.